Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 53rd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis chapter number 37. I'm going to begin in verse number 12. Thank you. Verse number 12, we left Joseph. Remember last week we talked about him having a dream, had two dreams, and he told his brothers the first dream, and they didn't like it at all, how he dreamed that they would bow before him was the interpretation. They knew what it meant. Then he had another dream that the sun and the moon and the stars would bow before him, referring to even Dad and the whole family would bow to him, and they didn't like that at all. So in verse number 11, and his brother envied him, but his father observed the saying. That's where we left off our study. The word observe literally means that he pondered on this thing. Literally, he said, well, I just wonder, even though he'd been critical of the dream, observed me, he's going to watch keep up with what Joseph has said in the back of his mind, because this is Jacob's favorite son. Well, I just wonder, could it be? Well, we get to verse number 12. With that background, verses 12 through 14. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. Remember that name, Shechem. That's where they'd come from. And Israel, who is Jacob, remember God changed his name from Jacob to Israel, said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I'll send thee unto them. And he, speaking of Joseph, said to him, here am I. And he said to him, go, I pray thee, whether it be well with thy brethren and well with thy flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. Now notice in verse number 12 when it says his brethren went out to feed their father's flock in Shechem. Shechem was about 50 miles north of Hebron. It's a few days' journey on foot. It's about 3 days' journey, they tell me. On foot, it would have took them even longer with sheep, goats, whatever they had, because you got to deal with. But on foot, it would take two, if you really kept going, up to 3 days. So they took a little journey, and they obviously left very upset. They left after Joseph had told them, hey, you're going to bow before me, and we see that his brother hated him. They envied him. So on their way to Shechem, it was quite a little journey for them. I am sure that's what they talked about Joseph and, boy, who does he think he is? And for days, that's what they spoke about. And while they were gone, a couple of days later, Jacob mentioned to Joseph, hey, I need you to go check on your brothers. And again, the brothers probably said, hey, let's just get out of here. Let's get out of here a while. So they went back to Shechem. Why Shechem? Well, Shechem, they lived there about 10 years. They were familiar with it. And if you remember, it was good pasture land. That's why Jacob stopped there with all his sheep, you know, many years earlier. It was a good place, you know, for his cattle, for his sheep and all. So obviously it was good pasture land. So they just went back, and they were familiar with that area. So they just wanted to get out of town for a little bit. So they took the sheep. The flocks, now, you know, it may be the cattle, but I think probably more sheep is involved here. It's easier to lead the sheep and driving cattle. You've heard that before. You lead sheep and you drive cattle. So they were probably leading the sheep to Shechem. In verse number 13, we see that Jacob tells Joseph to go check on the brothers and the flock. Now, it's interesting to me, when he says, check on your brothers and with the flock or the sheep, I probably in the back of his mind, and the Bible does not say, but getting all the background information, he was probably just as much concerned about the sheep as he were with the boys. So he said in verse number 14, see whether it be well with the brethren and well with the flocks. Because that's his investment. He's like that many folk have investments in stocks and whatever. And they're always looking at what the stock market is doing or whatever. I don't know. I'm not involved in none of that. But I didn't got that kind of money to play with. But anyway, you know how people do that. This was an investment for Jacob. And that's why he said to check on the boys and check on those flocks. Make sure they're doing well, which tells you the concern that Jacob had. Concerning the boys as compared to Joseph. Remember, we've already said that Jacob loved Joseph. Why was Joseph special to him? Well, who was Joseph's mama? Rachel. And boy, he loved Rachel. And just another sideline out of this. Rachel was, the Bible tells us, she was a beautiful woman, very attractive. And so most likely, Joseph was also a good-looking young man. We'll find this with Potiphar's wife when he, next week will be in that section about Potiphar's wife and all. And obviously, Potiphar's wife found Joseph a good-looking young man. Because, you know, I want to be careful how I say this, you know. I'll just leave it alone. There's no way, a good way of saying this, you know. But it's in the genes. You know, had a nice-looking mother, Rachel. So the young boy was probably a handsome young man. And so he was Jacob's favorite son. So go check on him. So he did. He came to Shechem. Again, it just took Joseph a couple days. He went on his own. Verse number 15 through 17. And a certain man found him and said, behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, speaking of Joseph, saying, what seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks. And the man said, they are departed hence, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. Now, Dothan was another 20 miles, even farther north. So it's another day's journey. As he would leave, it took him a couple days to get to Shechem. It's another day. Now he had to go to Dothan. But it's interesting that this man saw Joseph wandering around. Of course, Joseph had his coat of many colors on, so he stood out. And the man obviously was watching him kind of wander. Hey, are you lost, son? What are you looking for? Well, I'm looking for my brothers. Found out who his brothers were, and he said they went to Dothan. Now, this ain't Dothan, Alabama. This is another Dothan, you know. It literally is 20 miles north of Shechem, so he had to go a little bit farther. Well, this is interesting. Let's read verse number 18. And when they saw him afar off, who is they? The brothers saw him afar off. Here's the question I have for you. How did they know that was Joseph afar off? The coat of many colors. Exactly. That's why some people talk about the coat. How do you know? Heck, it was a coat of many colors because, boy, it stood out in the distance. Ain't nobody had anything like this. I don't know what colors it were, what they were, the colors were. I don't know. But obviously, it was something that stood out. It wasn't a typical coat where they would have brown or some kind of a dull color, whatever they would wear at the time. But when they saw him way out there, there's Joseph. I wonder what he's doing here. Well, let's read a little farther. When they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they started plotting, and they conspired against him to slay him. So remember, they had already been traveling 3-4 days at least. And that's probably all they were talking about was Joseph. I mean, I can't stand him and all this kind of. And then when they saw him, they knew that Dad was sending Joseph to check up on him.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.